My name is Deirdre Stanley. I am an accredited therapist with the IACP and I work as a counsellor with Arklow Cancer Support. People will come for therapy for all kinds of reasons. It'll be around the diagnosis, it'll be around coping with the treatment. It will also be around all of the other stuff that may come up around a cancer diagnosis. People can be very vulnerable. There can be a loss of control, a feeling of not being yourself anymore. For women particularly, it can be looking in the mirror and you don't look like you. Loss of confidence, all of that sort of stuff. And it's important to be able to come and talk and not worry about hurting somebody's feelings or being angry and being able to be angry instead of feeling that you can't be angry because somebody's going to be worrying about you if they think that you're angry. And the same would go for supporters as well, because they can be angry, you know, but they don't want to be angry because maybe the person who's ill will feel that, oh God, they can't cope with this or it's too much for them. They're all the reasons why, and it's really important for somebody to be able to come and talk, regardless of whatever stage it's at, whether it's haven't been diagnosed, whether it's treatment, whether it's when it's all over and you think, oh my God, I should be absolutely delirious and over the moon, but I'm actually not. And then you're kind of going, what's wrong with me? There's actually nothing wrong with you. That's perfectly normal. But if you come in and talk to us, you will know that. During the pandemic, we were working remotely and we were able to do that and it was great and people could access therapy and nobody had to worry about coming in and being vulnerable or being out. And we'd like to be able to continue that. We know there are some people who will feel very vulnerable about coming in, and that's not a problem. We will continue to work remotely with whoever needs it. But for others who maybe be supporting, maybe past their treatment and feeling that they're okay to come back, you know, we're looking forward to welcoming everybody back in. One of the big things that we do here is the drive to care, and it's amazing. Speaking with patients, speaking with anybody who's been through it, speaking with anybody who has supported somebody through it, the actual stress of trying to get to appointments, not knowing how long you're going to be, particularly people feeling like they're a burden to somebody because I've got to go and I've, you know, people, somebody has to drive me to Dublin, somebody has to drive me home. We have drivers, we have a couple of cars, and we can take that pressure off people. It's one thing that they say is just incredible, but it's expensive. And it's one of the reasons why people should donate to us. We can do all the nice things, like, and all the pretty things, like the Reiki and, you know, the nice treatments, but the very basics of being able to support somebody mentally through a diagnosis and what happens afterwards, and also doing the practical stuff of saying, don't worry about getting to your treatments, we can look after that. They're the big things, and that's where the donating to Arklow Cancer Support is just, we need it, we make great use of it. It goes a long way, and we are always very grateful for anybody who will look after us, and we will look after them.